Is going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining in for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. If it's your first time here, do me a favor, leave a rating and a review on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. I would greatly appreciate it, and it helps to organically find this podcast. So if you guys have been here, do me a favor, if you like this episode, share it with a friend, share it on your IG, tag Snaps and Golf Claps, and help me grow this podcast. I greatly appreciate all the love and support always, and you guys are great. Today, I want to talk about a few things that have been on my mind. First and foremost, last week's episode, I don't know what happened, guys. I'm still learning this audio thing. You know, a lot of times in the process of learning new things and throwing yourself into endeavors, you don't realize how involved they are until things start happening. But that shouldn't deter you on pursuing a goal and pursuing different things, because you're never going to know everything. And a lot of the things that you pursue in this life, you're going to be met with circumstances that you could have never expected. Like, there's no research you could have done. Like, there's no amount of research I could have done to teach me how to deal with a corrupted file before making a podcast, because why would I even think about that? So anyways, had an issue with the audio files, and I just ended up scrapping it because I was like, man, I can't re-record this episode. I felt good about it, and I didn't want to try to sit there and replicate it. And I was just like, you know what? It's a dub. I'm scrapping it. It is what it is. We're coming in fresh with a new episode. I'm feeling good, feeling great. It's a beautiful morning. Went over to the coffee shop up the street. Got myself an iced honey oat cap. Delicious. If you guys have never had iced cappuccinos, incredible. Anyways, so I went over there, got an ice cap, and sitting there chatting with the baristas, and always incredible, always great conversation. And I started working on some stuff, and I was thinking, I'm like, man, when I'm working on new projects or new ideas or new endeavors that I want to pursue in the future, I can get in my head a lot, and I start to think about the optics of things, right? And that's partially why I've taken a break from being present on social media. I'll still hop on social media. I'll do a little scroll here and there, reply to messages, but I'm making sure I don't feel obligated to post the stuff I'm working on or the stuff that I'm doing or whatever. Like, and if I do, it's without any expectations. Removing the expectations from that, what it's done is that it's helped me embrace my creativity without any boundaries, because I don't have to think about no algorithm. I don't have to think about how to do this and how to do that, because the reality of the situation is that if you are authentic and put out authentic things and take the time to grow something and pour your time and energy into it, that's your algorithm, right? Like, as a creative, as an artist, as a person that is pursuing a goal, you have to question and ask yourself, like, what is the goal of the stuff that you're posting on social media? Is it just to get eyes on it? Or is it to build a community? Is it to share the thing that you love with people that might get inspired by it? If it's one of those two things, then why does it matter how many eyes you get on it right off the bat? It'll happen organically. Spend the time talking to people about it, sharing your vision, sharing your projects in person. You know, don't ever stray away from word of mouth when it comes to your passions, the things that you're pursuing, the creativity, all that stuff. But also let things be shared organically and grow it that way. That way it's low pressure, but you're also focusing on the craft. I think when you start to play the numbers game, and this is something I've encountered a few times with a couple of the things that I've tried to pursue in the past, is I start playing the numbers game, the algorithm game. And like, yeah, you know, it would be cool to monetize things. And I know that, look, I'm a firm believer. This may be naive, but I don't care. I do believe that if you pour into something authentically, you know, without boundaries, and continue to perfect the craft, the money always follows. And you won't have to uphold a certain standard, because the standard is you. You know what I mean? So I don't believe in needing to have the perfect equation, the perfect aesthetic, and the perfect this and the perfect that. No. Keep doing the stuff that you love. Put it out there. Don't be worried about what anybody has to say. Don't worry about what anybody does. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Do it with all of you. Do it with your heart. Don't hesitate to put yourself out there, advertise yourself, champion for yourself, all those things. And I know it's easier said than done. I'm going to listen to this back, because I need to hear this too. you know, I still struggle with this, and this is something that I am learning to overcome, and I realize that it's deeper rooted than I thought. This isn't about social media. My fears of putting my creativity out there and being vulnerable with my creativity has nothing to do with not having enough eyes. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. It has everything to do with just what creativity means to me, what artistry means to me, and how it's a vulnerable space for me. But I'm getting to a point where not only do I not care anymore, but I also want to embrace what I actually want. I don't want to see what y'all doing. I love it. I support it. But I don't want to see it in the sense of, like, I don't want to have to replicate the next big thing, you know? And that's something that I see a lot, you know, in a lot of the spaces that I enjoy and that my pursuits are in, is I see a lot of people doing the same thing and just copy and paste and seeing who pops off and then being like, oh, I'm gonna do that. And then they just do another rendition of it. And that's cool and all because it's inspiration, but inspiration is not imitation. I see a lot of imitation where y'all making the same brand, but just naming it different, or doing the same aesthetic, but just you're a different person, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, do you actually like that? It'll be really hard to grow something that you don't identify with. It'll be really hard to keep things going, to work on it. On the days that are hard to work on things, you can't work on something if you're not inspired by your own work. So if you don't care about this thing, if you're just imitating the next brand for a quick buck, then maybe reconsider what it is that you truly want, because it's going to be really hard to maintain something like that. The fire will not be there. And I'm telling you guys this because I've done it myself in the past. The fire will not be there. There will be no fire to create. There will be no fire to advertise. There will be no fire to speak about it. None of that. And it's going to become a game where you're on this just hamster wheel trying to see what's next. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? Take the time to carve out your own identity. What it is that you like, and figure that out. What's your vision? Bring that to life. You don't know how? Cool. Perfect. Take the time to figure out how. Let yourself create. Creativity has no boundaries. It has no goal, it has no outcome. It is all for the purpose of doing and expressing yourself at the highest level. Creativity is the ultimate form of self-expression. And that's such a beautiful thing, because once you understand that it's the ultimate form of self-expression, you have no boundaries, you have no limitations. You have nothing stopping you from being the absolute best version of you through your creativity. And I want to make this clear, creativity is not artistry. So don't listen to this. I hope I'm not turning anyone off to this idea of creativity being the highest form of self-expression. Creativity is not to be conflated with artistry. You don't have to be an artist to be creative. You can create in anything that you do. Your day-to-day life is a creation. So take the time to create in everything that you do today, tomorrow, and the next day without any limitation. Wear that outfit. Make that dish. Try that workout. Whatever it is that you want to do today, try it. Let yourself create and be present while you're doing it. Put the phone down. Let your brain work. Let your brain do what it's supposed to. Don't look up recipes. Don't look up paths. Don't look up trails. Don't look up none of that. Just go and do and do and do and do. Because what I've realized that does in embracing my creative spirit and embracing my limitless mind, I've realized is that it makes me more present in everything that I do, because I have to be aware. I have to figure it out. When I decide I'm going on a bike ride and I have no end point, I see things that I haven't seen on a day to day when I do have an end point, right? So it's like just going lifts up all the barriers, because the world is open now. Your mind is open. There's no barrier. There's no limitation. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of us as humans. That's the flex we have as humans, is having that ability. We have other flexes too. But that's one of the things that separates us from other animals, is our ability to innovate, our ability to create, our ability to think outside the box, our intellectual ability, all these things. So embrace that more. Embrace your right as a human to just be and do and create day in and day out. No one is stopping you. You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to be a certain way. None of that matters. Just be you. Express yourself at your highest form through whatever you're doing. And don't be afraid what people think. Don't be afraid what people say. It doesn't matter. It's all projection at the end of the day, in my opinion. Because if you got time to talk about someone else, that means you ain't creating enough. Create more. The more you create, the less time you have to judge others, to think about anything outside of your creativity. So create more. You judging people, create more. You stress, create more. Use it as a form of expression, of communication, of innovation in your own life. It doesn't have to take up all your energy either. Creativity comes with ease. Figure out what works for you and how you want to express yourself in creativity. Your life is worth looking at through the same eyes of awe and inspiration as you look at all these other people around you. They're just doing it. And you could be just that if you just start doing it, you know? So Godspeed to all of you. I hope you guys are able to create beautiful things always. And I hope this resonates with you guys. If it does resonate, again, please share it. Send it to a friend that is in a creative rut or that needs to embrace their creativity a bit more. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.